Shkalim Per Gimel Mishnah Gimel 3:3. There's two parts of this Mishnah. The first is going to emphasize how Rabban Gamliel, the Nasi, the head of the Jewish people, and the various members of his household as well, really wanted to ensure that their coin was included in the coins that were selected from the chamber into the container, which was used to purchase the korbanos for the korbanos tibur. Now, what's essential to understand here is whether or not your coin is used, it doesn't matter. Every person in Klal Yisrael has an equal portion, as long as you contribute or will contribute to the Machzor Shekel, you have an equal portion of what's purchased with the Machzor Shekels and the Korbanos Tzibur, and whether or not your coin was used actually makes no difference in terms of the accounting upstairs. However, there certainly is an emotionally satisfying experience to know that your coin actually was used. And therefore, because they loved mitzvahs and wanted to feel that they had a part of it, they made it their business to ensure their coin was included. And that's what the Mishnah says here. It says, Shel Beis Rabban Gamliel, the members of Rabban Gamliel's home, Hayanichnas Vishiklo Ben Etzbaosav. They would wait till the very last minute when the functionary in the Beis HaMikdash was collecting the coins from the chamber. And they would go in, showing, literally means with their coin between their hands, between their fingers. The point is that they wanted everyone to see they're going in now, not for something improper. Remember, there's a lot of money here in the chamber, but clearly just for the sake of making their contribution right there and then. Vizorko lifnei hatorem. And they would throw their coin into the pile right in front of the guy who's about to be collecting from the pile into the containers. So that way they ensure their kind of coin was on top and their coin would make it into the container. Vatorem. And as for the functionary himself, he assisted. Miskaven, he kept an eye on what went on, and he saw the coin, and he made an effort to get it in. V'dochafo l'kupa, and when he pushed in the coins into the container, he made sure that Rabban Gamliel's family's coins made it into the container as well. Now, the Mishnah continues with an entirely new point here. The point here is that the functionary himself, who's doing the taking of the coins and put in the container from the chamber, he does it with a big announcement, and it's clear to everybody what he's doing, again, to avoid any appearance of impropriety. So it says, Ein ha-torem torem. The functionary who's doing the taking of the coins doesn't take those coins, ad she-yomer lehem, until he says to the guards outside, who are making sure that no one steals the coins, Etron, shall I now go and take the coins and put them in the boxes, as is my charge? Ven omrim lo, trom, 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 shalosh pamim. And they would tell him, three separate times, yes, you're authorized, go ahead and take those coins. Meaning, the way the Bartender understands it, three times he asked them, shall I go in? And they said, yes, go and take. Shall I go in and take? Yes, take. Shall I go in and take? Yes, go and take. And only after three times, when it was clear to everybody what was happening, and it was, you know, the ceremony was clear, then he would go in. This seems to be the way that Chazal did things. There are other precedents where they similarly did this sort of three-time triplicate announcement to make sure everyone understood what was happening was acceptable. Like, for example, when they do the Ketziras HaOmer the night after the first day of Pesach, harvesting of the barley. And similarly, they talk about that with the Chalitza, when they take off the shoe again three times. Same goes with the burning of the Parah Aduma. So again, this seems to be the method of Chazal, to do a triplicate confirmation so that everyone understands exactly what's happening, that it's all done Kedas HaKedin, as it should be.